So we have come to know and believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. By this is love perfected with us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment, because as he is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, "I love God," and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him: whoever loves God must also love his brother. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. O grant that nothing in my soul may dwell but thy pure love alone. O may thy love possess me whole, my joy, my treasure, and my crown. All coldness from my heart remove, my every act, word, thought, be love. Amen. We should fear love. We should fear God above all things. All other fears can lead to idolatry, to a host of other sins. Here in 1 John, the Holy Spirit places two alternatives before us: fear or love. Fear is the emotional anticipation of danger and harm, the impulse that drives us to fight or flee, terror in the face of a just and holy God. Fear is a powerful motivator. Fear makes our young people hesitant to get married. What are they afraid of? Fear makes our young couples reluctant to have children. And what? The fear of poverty, the fear of sacrifices and labors, the fear of loss itself, the fear of the evils of this world. Fear makes all of us afraid to confront the guilty consciences of our coworkers and loved ones, to speak love and forgiveness, the love and forgiveness of Christ the crucified, to our families, to reach out to stranger or immigrant or next door neighbor. Fear in the church paralyzes us, divides us, fills us with doubt and envy and anger and party spirit. Fear of man can move us to compromise God's word and purity of doctrine. What is your fear? And to what punishment does it drive you? There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been made perfect in love. We all fear punishment, because punishment is the just judgment of God, which has its consummation in hell. This word punishment is only used in one other place in the New Testament, Matthew 25, Christ's judgment on the last day. You remember the judgment given by the Son of Man. It is pronounced upon those who did not love so as to feed the hungry and give drink to those who thirsted, welcome the stranger, clothe the naked, visit the sick and imprisoned. Truly I say to you, as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And so the sentence: depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Jesus concluded, these will go away into eternal punishment. Yet by this judgment of the Son of Man, you also know what love looks like. I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. Inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me. And the Lord will say to these righteous ones, come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. And these will go away into eternal life. The love which God sees in his righteous ones has been cleansed of all fear, all self-justifying motivations, all envy and greed and lust and anger. Perfect love casts out fear and all that belongs to fear. For this fear belongs to punishment, to the realm of sin, death, hell, and the devil. But this love is of God. For God is love. No, not like the world's love, with mere shadows and phantom images of his true love. This love does not have man as its measure, however much man may strive for love. Here, God alone is the measure. He is the source, the giver, the gift. St. Augustine observes that God in this passage is the Holy Spirit. Love is of God, and God is love, so we may say that the Holy Spirit is love. For God the Father is the lover, the one who loved his Son from eternity. And the Son of God is the loved one, the beloved. This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased. The Holy Spirit is the bond of this eternal union, the love who proceeds from the Father and the Son, love from love, and dwells with them from eternity unto eternity, one God forever. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. See, love is a gift of the Holy Triune God, the gift of a Savior from sin and death, the gift of the Holy Spirit who works saving faith and giving love in our hearts. Dearly beloved, whatever fears plague your hearts and torment your minds and hearts and souls, let them be gone. Fear not. For love has come to you, the love of Christ, and casts out all fear. He has carried your sins and your sorrows. He has atoned from your transgressions. He has paid your punishment, and it is no more. He has poured out upon you his Spirit in your baptism, and daily in his word and supper. Fear not. And this is love. Not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. In suffering be thy love my peace, in weakness be thy love my power. And when the storms of life shall cease, O Jesus, in that final hour, be thou my rod and staff and guide, and draw me safely to thy side. In the name of Jesus, amen.